Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" For Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. For you worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And at this point his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, "What do you seek, or why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. When Jesus and his disciples left Judea, he went toward Galilee by going directly north through Samaria. He stopped at noon at Jacob's well at the town of Sychar, which is near Shechem. The Samaritans were descendants of Israelites, mixed with people that the Assyrians had brought in. They had the first five books of the Bible, the Law, HaTorah, but they worshipped at Mount Gerizim in Samaria, rather than Jerusalem. They were not welcome at the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. He asked her for a drink of water from Jacob's well. He offered her living water. When Jesus told her that she had had five husbands and was living with a man who was not her husband, she perceived that Jesus was a prophet of God. She understood that Jesus had supernatural knowledge. She talked about worshiping God, and Jesus taught her. He taught her about worship under the new covenant, in spirit and in truth. Then the woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." How did the Samaritans know that Messiah was coming? They had the first five books of the Bible. They knew that God had promised to send a prophet like Moses. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Listen to what God said to Moses. "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Possibly the Samaritans knew from Jews about other prophecies about Messiah. Yes, the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well knew that Messiah was coming. When Jesus told her that he is Messiah, in her excitement, she left her water pot at the well and went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" Then they went out of the city and came to Jesus. Let us read on in John chapter 4, beginning at verse 39. "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him, because of the word of the woman who testified, 'He told me all that I ever did.' So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, Messiah, the Savior of the world.'" John chapter 4, verses 39 through 42. Yes, Samaritans of the town Sychar believed in Jesus. They invited him to stay with them and to teach them. He taught them for 2 days. Then they knew that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. They received him and they believed in him. Jesus, Messiah, the Savior of the world, Yeshua HaMashiach. Will you believe in him? How wonderful that was for those Samaritans who lived in Sychar by Jacob's well. They had come to know Messiah. Messiah stayed with them and taught them for 2 whole days. They were descendants of Israel, of the northern 10 tribes. Then they believed in Jesus Messiah, the Savior of the world. The Samaritans had learned that Jesus Messiah is for all people, for the people of the whole world. He is the Savior of the whole world. Yes, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Later, after Jesus died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and was raised from the dead on the third day. This good news also came to Samaria. We read in Acts chapter 8, verse 5, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." Acts chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. Listen to Acts chapter 8, verse 12. "But when they believed Philip, as he preached the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Acts chapter 8, verse 12. "Yes, Samaritans, both men and women, believed in Jesus Messiah. They were baptized in water, immersed. The apostles Peter and John came and laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 8, verse 17. "They were born again of the water and the Spirit. They entered the kingdom of God. Then they worshiped God in spirit and in truth." There were congregations of Messiah in the towns of Samaria, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. The Samaritans are examples for us today. You also can know that Jesus is Messiah, the Savior of the world. You can believe in Jesus. You can repent, turn away from sin, and turn to Jesus, your Lord and Savior, your King. You can be baptized into his death, buried with him in baptism, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Then the blood of Jesus, the Messiah, will take away your sin, and you can be raised up from the water to walk in newness of life in the kingdom of God. You must be born again of the water and the Spirit, or you cannot enter the kingdom of God, John chapter 3, verse 5. Then you will be able to serve God and to worship him in spirit and in truth. You will have living water from Messiah that will become in you a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Will you have that? Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water, and I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary, and I believe that the tomb was found empty, and I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were opened, and I believe he's made a difference in me. I believe that he spoke to dead Lazarus, and he said, "Unbind and set free." I believe